Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Lavina, and it's Wednesday night. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad. Love, Santa. Butterbeat.
This is the mayor, and I'm not giving it to people on the sports tip, man. Let them know what time it really is in the world of sports. I'm checking out the Diva Squad, man, every Wednesday on GQ Palace Radio. Get with the program.
Oh, yes, it's late at night, and the feeling's right.
Fantasy with your Diva Squad. You have myself and my fellow divas, Rachel and T, right alongside, and we are here to turn it up on this Diva Wednesday.
Yes.
It's no longer hump day. It's Diva Wednesday. Before we get started, it's just a few little ground rules. This is an adult show. We promote adult callers and listeners. However, we do have some younger callers and listeners that are on, so we have no profanity, and we speak with civil tongues over here. GQ Palace, we're not here to fix anybody. We can give you some support. That's about it. And everything that people has to say is strictly their opinion. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, and that's what this show is about. People calling in, we're giving, you know, their opinions and different things like that. There's no right or wrong in any of our situations. But if you have anything that you'd like to use that we put forward or some of our callers put forward, then feel free. And hopefully everybody enjoys the show. And for all internet users, you can dial 646-200-3838 and can go on live and chat with me and my fellow divas. Just press the 1, and pressing that 1, you can go on live. So, before we continue on, I would just like to give a gigantic, gigantic shout out, birthday shout-out to my mommy today. Happy birthday, Mom. No, she's probably... Yes, so we went and spent the night with her last night. So, because I had to work today, so I was like, we'll come over, spend the night, I'll go to work from there, and stuff like that. Shout out to every all other Geminis, anybody else that's celebrating a birthday or anything. Just, you know, happy birthday to you guys. I hope you enjoy, and God blesses you with many more. So, do you ladies have any announcements or shout outs you'd like to give?
I'd like to give a shout out to my daughter, which turned 24 yesterday. Miss Kiara Moore.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. My niece is actually my niece Sarita. Her birthday is today, and my brother's is tomorrow.
All right, you got a lot of Geminis in y'all family.
We are.
And I hope and pray that all the fathers and the mothers had a blessed Father's Day. Definitely.
Yes, I did. Thank you very much.
thank you very much.
I would like to give a special birthday shout out to my niece, Brianna, who's also present with her first baby. Happy birthday, Brianna. And congratulations
tonight.
I'd love to give my birthday. Happy birthday to my stepfather in North Carolina. Daddy, I love you and happy birthday.
It's his birthday today.
It's butter, baby.
Congratulations to all the graduates, whether it was middle school, high school, or whatever.
Right.
Because I have a number of friends, kids that graduated today.
That's right.
And, you know, I wish them much success.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Congratulations. Yes, I have my nephew is graduating on Saturday. That's a great accomplishment, you know, for a lot of these kids out here. You know, the kids to continue to, finish school, graduate, get that diploma, and continue their education and stuff like that, because we're losing a lot of our children, you know, to a lot of different things, whether it's death or just the streets or, stuff like that. So that's a grand accomplishment, you know. Congratulations again to all the graduates out there, and to their parents, too, for holding them down. So, you know, congratulations. That's a grand accomplishment. So, my birthday is actually a week from today, but I won't be in the building, sorry.
Forever 21. Well, we're going to wish you a happy early birthday. Happy birthday to you.
There you go. Happy birthday. Thank you. But I'm not going to be in next week, but I will try to call in. I will try to call in and shout you out. Shout you ladies out. So, with that being said, if we're done with announcements and stuff, then we'll move along.
All right.
Yes. Oh, before we do go along, I know this don't, you know, has nothing to do with our show, but a shout out to Angie Martinez, who actually today was her last day with Hot 97 for whatever reason.
Where's she going? Let me find out.
I don't know. She resigned. So.
Right, for her to resign, you know she's got bigger and better things to do.
I just had to get that out because Angie's my girl. Listen to the show every day, Rodney. But, all right, moving along. We'll get started with our topics this evening, which I think we have a few going on, so I'm just going to read them off, and then whatever y'all grasp and whatever you want to answer or whatever comments or whatever, y'all can shoot. So the first one is, if your instincts are telling you that your mate is cheating, other than asking them, what measures would you go through to find out? Okay, and does it mean that your mate is does not love you or not in love with you because they're cheating? That's like the first question, A and B. And now the second one is, what does it mean to have extra baggage in a relationship? And are children considered baggage?
Well,
I know that's probably a lot to throw out there, but you know how we do over here at the Palace.
Well, I'm gonna go with the second one about children being extra baggage.
Whichever you like.
If you can't accept what's a part of me, then there's no we can't be us. It can't be no us. Because,
right.
You know, if you love me, you're supposed to love what's a part of me. So if my children are extra baggage considered to you, then you need to move on because they're not going anywhere.
I know that's right, girl.
Sure.
Yeah. That's a fact.
Yeah, my children are not going anywhere. You know, the only extra baggage I would say that could become in a relationship is bringing your old into your new. Because everybody is not alike.
Right, that's
but
true.
But my children, oh, you can forget that.
I wouldn't
care who you are, what kind of money you got. If you can't accept them, you can't accept me.
Yeah. There's no me without them, so.
You know, and as far as how can you be in love with me if you're cheating? You know, I'm not going to say it don't mean that you don't love me. Yes, you can love that person, but there's no way what you in love with me, her, him, and him and her and her and her or whatever. No. You know, because you got to throw the him in there, too.
That's right.
Because you never know which way they might be twisting.
The Tom, Dick, Harry, Joe, and Sue.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. But you know, no, I don't think that you, I don't think that you would be in love with that person if you were out there cheating. Yes, you could love them. But, you know, you're not in love with somebody if you got to cheat on them. Mm. I mean, that's my opinion.
In my opinion, there are people who are addicted to sex. They're addicted to cheating. They're addicted to being liars.
Yep.
They're addicted to all these things. So I know, in my experience, I've dated a male or two that we have been in love with each other and supposed to be in a committed relationship. However, in my past experience, the type of men that I have attracted in my past, not the new me, a few of them were just not able to be committed. They were always cheating, always lying.
Absolutely.
However, I do think that they genuinely were in love with me because I'm just a lovable type of person. But
you go, girl.
Definitely are. Thank you. They just were not able to be with one person because they had issues, had problems, and
They struggle with fulfillment.
Right, right. So I think it's possible to be in love with someone and still cheat on them. I'm living proof that it has been done. So. Is it fair? No. Is it right? No. Is there, and there were many red flags, don't get me wrong, but I didn't see them. I didn't see them. You know, I ignored them. I saw them, but I ignored them because I wanted to be loved.
Blind to the fact.
You know, I wanted to be in love. And,
with your hopes. You have your hopes and expectations on a different level than what the actual, situation is. That's what happens. That's why we ignore stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And
you
I'm grateful for the experience because I've grown from it, I've learned from it,
mm-hmm.
and I can look at it and I'm grateful that I've gone through the experience. Now that I'm so mature and, you know, far bigger and better than that, I know that it won't happen again. Yeah.
Well,
that
you live and learn.
That you do know, right?
Yeah.
But that's because you live and learn, and you learn from your experiences, you know, whether good or bad, you're supposed to grasp something from it.
Well, see, that's what it is. People don't take those things as lessons. Some people
mm-hmm.
don't, you know, they missed that it was an actual lesson.
It took me a few times going down the same road and expecting different results.
Mm-hmm.
However,
right.
you know, I had to look in the mirror. I had to get smacked in the face a couple of times by the person in the mirror and, you know, fall down a few times. Wait a minute, you know? So my advice to women is pay attention to red flags, know your self-worth.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you consider extra baggage?
Extra baggage to me would be issues from a past relationship,
mm-hmm.
Or still being involved with the person that you were in a relationship and carrying that over to the new relationship.
Uh-huh.
You can't bring that baggage with you.
Right.
You can't bring that pain and agony from that past relationship into that new relationship. You have to be over that person.
Right.
Because we enter a new relationship and we're not over the person that we were with prior to the relationship. So it's, that's baggage. I consider that baggage. Children are definitely not baggage.
Right. No. No. Children are actually a part of the package. They're not baggage. That's a part of the package. Now, if you have a bunch of drama going on with the parents, and that's baggage. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to get your situation ironed out with your co-parent. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I've been there in my experience. I've been there too.
Now, another question though. If you suspect
mm-hmm.
your mate is cheating, other than asking them, what measures would you go through to see if they're cheating?
Like they say, a woman's tuition is always, most of the time, you know, is a confirmation.
Yeah,
you got ways of knowing. I mean, seriously, I'm not going to go sneaking behind you to look in your phone or anything like that. You know, I look at your body language, you know, your talk. When you get that stuttering. Yeah,
okay.
You can't get out a full sentence.
Ooh. Yeah,
yeah.
Listen, there are some professional liars out there.
Very professional.
I swear on my children that I didn't cheat. I swear. Oh, listen.
and that's what they do.
Yep.
Yeah.
They swear on it. You know, you look at them like, really?
So I learned I don't think it would ever happen in a future relationship. I don't even know if I'll ever get in a serious relationship again. I've been hurt so much. But really, my main focus right now is me and God and my kids. However, I have met someone. Anyway, listen, I have gone through the cell phone. I have recorded and copied the record. I have taken pictures, snapshots of, I learned to play private investigator because this person the people would swear on their kids that they wouldn't do these things.
Yeah,
you
that's crazy.
They would flip it around. There are people who flip it around and try to make it look like, oh, you're seeing things wrong, or I did it because you made me, or no, I did not. Sorry. However, here's the evidence right here. So, I won't ever have to go. Oh, I pray that I don't ever have to go through that again.
I know that's right, because it gets crazy. Like you said, some people go through really extreme measures to cover a lie. You know what I mean? And it's actually dangerous. It's dangerous because, you know, once the truth is exposed, the trust and all of that stuff is gone. So, you know, now I don't trust you. I don't even like you anymore. So, you know what I'm saying? When it gets to that point, when you don't like a person, then you know there's a serious problem. Like,
you end up being poisonous to each other. You're
very toxic.
Yeah.
Very toxic.
Yeah.
And when you tell that first lie, you got to realize you got to continuously keep telling a lie. And somewhere it's gonna pop up that, you know, hey, I know that you're lying, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, when you find out, you know, it's your option to either deal with it or let this person keep doing the same thing.
Yes.
Because
if
you let
them
keep getting away with it, they're going to continue to do it.
Yep.
Right. And we did have that. We did have that topic on one of our prior shows. How many times would you allow your mate cheat and forgive them? Something like that.
Right,
and that goes into play.
How many
too,
times would
you
forgive them? Right.
Yeah.
Definitely did. And see, a lot of times we'll notice a lot of our shows, they actually do connect to other shows. You know what I mean? Because this stuff goes on in a lot of different instances. Might have like the same type of scenario or the same outcome. You know, so you know that's why they connect like that, because things it might be a whole different situation, but a lot of the same things go on. So you know, it's crazy though, but. As far as a person doesn't mean your mate not loving you because they're cheating. It's not that, like you said, it's not that they don't love you. It's just that they love the thing that they got going on in them a little more. You know what I'm saying? So now they're looking for this ultimate satisfaction outside of you because that's, like you said, that's an addiction.
Right.
You know, they might be, like you said, addicted. It's all types of addiction out there, and as far as relationships, some people are addicted. Let me see if I could do this. Let me see if I have it in me. You know what I mean? To pick up different chicks or women or dudes or whatever. Let me see if I still got that. You know what I mean? And it gives them an ego boost.
Yep.
Not necessarily to think that they wanted to go out and cheat. It's just something that's in them. So like, you know, I love my man. I love my man, but just something in me just keep attracting me to other dudes. You know what I mean? So not that they don't love you. It's just that thing in them is just a little more powerful than the love. And it's crazy because some people got to seek serious professional help for stuff like that.
Well,
professional
should.
And spiritual kind of help.
Otherwise, they are never going to change. And they're going to think in their minds that they're right because no one ever, you know, physically tested them. They never get in trouble. They never, you know, get caught. Well, they get caught, but they just have a way of going around it, and they just continue the cycle. And you know, and there are some women that will continue to let these men abuse their, you know, like, abuse their ability to not even just abuse them, period. You know, I'm thinking about writing a book one day about these relationship addictions, because these women, some women get, I've been in a relationship addiction in the past myself, where I watched myself allow this person to just walk all over me, and it was just okay because I wanted him around. It came to him doing wrong things even. I was his co-defendant. I would even help him do things wrong, and although it would hurt me in the process because I was, you know, in the relationship addiction.
Right.
But this man was abusing his privileges, abusing, you know, me, abusing...
You said, that codependency, that is being that enabler.
Yep. It exists. It exists.
And it hurts like hell. I mean, honestly, you know, and like you say, sometimes you want to let go, and it's just your heart is saying one thing, your mind is telling you another, and you just, you got a battle going on, you know, like, but even though you know you should let it go.
Right.
You know, but sometimes the love is, you know, just there. You know, and like you were saying, Rachel, that yes, you knew that they'd be in love with you, but they just got that, I don't know, the habit.
I got to do it.
Yep. Like I said, it's an ego boost, or for whatever reason, you know what I'm saying? It's just there, you know, and it's hard for them to fight that. And they can't, you can't fight it on your own. You definitely can't fight that on your own, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Even if you have a partner or something, you can.
They hide it, you know, and that's why they tell you lies, because they don't want you hurt. They don't want to lose you, but at the same time, they want the cake and eat it too.
Right.
Yep,
right.
You know, so
everything their way. Afraid they're gonna lose you. They don't want to lose you, but they still don't want to give up what that thing that's causing havoc in your relationship. You know,
yeah.
Right.
So it's like, now what do I give you that ultimatum? You know.
Yeah, like they say, you don't miss your water till your well runs dry.
So that well runs dry, and that's a fact.
Mm-hmm. And when that flame is just a flicker, you know, eventually that little flicker is going to burn out too.
Yep.
So,
again,
you know,
that 80-20 rule, thinking they're getting something better a lot of times too. Like, oh, let me try this out. Let me see. She got it going on, or he got it going on, whatever. Or he got a lot.
Yeah.
He got money. You know what I'm saying? Let me holler at him. He got a lot of money. You know, it causes it, you know. It's unfortunate
right.
that it happens, you know, because I don't know about y'all, but when I love hard, you know, and genuine. It's not, you know, so.
Yeah, I give my all, too, you know, and I expect the same thing back, you know.
Right.
That's
only right.
It can't be no lopsided love, you know.
Yeah.
Because I don't care how long it lasts, eventually somebody is going to be really hurt. You know, people commit suicide every day over things like this.
Mm.
Or if they can have, you know, they might take you out in themselves too.
A lot of that
so,
goes
you know,
on.
You have to be careful about playing with people's hearts.
Murder, suicide, yep.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, so it's yeah, that's like the question, does love hurt?
Mm.
Hell yeah, it hurts. It hurts real bad.
It's not supposed to, but in our experience, unfortunately, yes, it hurts so bad.
Yeah. And a lot of times you start questioning yourselves, like, wow, are my standards really too high? Or, you know what I'm saying? You try to find some kind of compromise or, you know, stuff like that to justify why your relationship is going the way it is.
Right.
You look for,
but you know,
look
the worst thing
excuses.
You can do is to put yourself down, you know, like,
right.
Am I not good enough, or
right.
what do
What's
I
wrong
need
with
to
me
change?
Or?
No, you don't change anything, because if you accepted me the way I am at first, then you're going to have to accept me for better or worse. That's like marriage vow.
Right.
No, for the good, the better, and if it's a problem, then we need to come together and talk about it and see if we can resolve the situation. Other than that, you're going to constantly have problems.
You're going to be battling. Well, folks, you are on with the Diva Squad, DQ Palace Radio, Love Fantasy. The number is 646-200-3838. Press the 1 and get in on our conversation. Right now, the lines are open. We have opened the lines, right?
Yeah. The line's been open from day one. I'm talking about from day one, from the beginning.
Okay. The lines are open, and we are taking callers, so you guys call in. And for the lines are, they are lit up. I see that. So y'all get in, press that one. You're going live.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, on that note, though, but it's a lot of things, and playing with people's feelings and stuff like that, it's just dangerous, especially how the world is running nowadays. We're dealing with a whole different breed of people, you know. It ain't, and you know what it is too, a lot of times I think it's just too much, like, it's too easy access. Like before, back in the day, you get into an argument with your people, you go your separate ways, we'll see you later. Now you got cell phones, internet, and all kinds of stuff that won't let things die down. It doesn't, because a lot of times, if time apart, it'll give you time to think. But now, you don't have that.
Yeah.
You don't have it.
Yeah, and you don't know if they continuously, you know, connecting or whatever, you know, and for me to have to continuously worry about, you know, when I go in the kitchen to cook, are you in there on the phone with somebody, you know, are you texting them or on your way to work, or like last week when we was talking about having a relationship at your job, it's just too much.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
You know, and when it gets that toxic, it's really, I don't care how long you've been together, somebody needs to go because eventually something will happen.
Yeah, and a lot of times, too, people thinking they're missing out on something for whatever. Because, again, now there's no discretion with anything, a lot of exposure when it comes to sexuality and different things like that. You know, sexy has been taken to a whole different level now. You know, it's like roles are reversed. Positive is negative, negative is positive now. So... And now it's affecting people's relationships at home. But how you think back in the day, you have people that were married 50 and 60 years because they didn't have all the interferences. Not to say they didn't cheat and do stuff like that, but it was worked at it differently. You know what I mean? Now, like I said, you have the forces of the internet and cellular phones and different stuff like that. And the devil has his hand in all of it.
But it was hard for them to cheat back then.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and they weren't even thinking about that. You know, because like, well, yeah, even though that was a long time ago, my mother and father, they were together 40 some years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they catered to each other. My mother never had to work.
Right.
You know, because everything was so cheap back then. But, you know, now it takes to work things out, you know, and it's just harder. You know, and like you say, you got more things for, you know, men and women to get into now, you know, with the cell phones, the internet, and all it is. It's so easy to be persuaded. And you got some people that just fall for anything.
Yeah. That's a fact.
You know.
The effect. Because, like you said, again, there's a lot of role reversal going on where women are actually out working now, have to work, you know. Too, back in the day, you had a lot of stay-at-home moms. You know, the husband would be out working, taking care of the family and all that stuff. The women were happy with that. They might have had, like, my people's, one of my uncles, they had 14 kids, no twins.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Barefoot, like they say, keep them barefoot and pregnant.
Barefoot and pregnant. And you know, my aunt was happy with it. My uncle would take all the bills and all that stuff, but he'd go out and enjoy himself or whatever. When he got home, home was home. So.
It was 12 of us, you know.
Yep.
And it was a wife before my mother, so he had a total of 15.
Wow.
Wow.
You know, but hey.
Up was a rolling stone.
Yes, he was, honey. Oh, I was glad that I was the end of that rope.
You the baby?
Yes, I am.
Go, girl.
Wow.
I am too.
Yes, I am.
I am too. Not that it makes a difference because my brother's the spoiled one. But
yeah.
But yeah.
Well, I ain't going to say I ain't spoiled, period.
Yeah.
Listen, I'll say that because ain't none of my brothers or sister on the phone. So.
I was gonna say, is that your story and you sticking to it?
And you know this because they got another story for you. Trust me, they would tell you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. It's you know, life is too short for you know the abuse. You know, because I tell anybody, verbal, emotional abuse is just as bad as physical.
It could be worse. That's not headstrong at all, mental abuse is even worse because it have you thinking all kinds of things. You thinking and doing things to yourself.
Exactly. Right. Maybe because, you know, you think that you're not good enough. You know, your self-esteem go down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of things can happen, and you get in that nutshell where you shut yourself down from people, and you're going to end up eventually, you're going to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
almost ended up in a crazy house.
For real, have you taken all kind of pills and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you something. It makes you rest in peace. That happened to a friend of mine where, you know, she was stressing and all kind of stuff and taking, she was taking all kind of medicine and stuff. She ended up dying taking so much medicine.
Wow.
Yep, may she rest in peace. And again, matter of fact, her son, they're burying her son this week too because he just died on a quad the other day.
Oh, wow. Yes, yes, wow. Yes. I know what you're talking about. Wow.
Yep, yep. So, you know.
Uh-uh.
Yep. Black well, family.
Yeah.
Let's go to our first song and give the callers and the listeners time to push that one. Maybe when we come back, they'll be ready to get it pumped up with us.
All right.
We already got it pumped up.
Let's go.
Yeah. Union, baby. Remake.
Union. You know, Red, how can I describe the feeling that I get when I stare deep into your eyes? When you're gone, I am sick, baby, what would you prescribe? Your presence alone is penicillin, anticipating till you come home to give me healing. I laugh as I sit reminiscing on all the kind things that you do, your intentions, from the random back rub to the hours that you put in when you're standing in the kitchen. There's so much more to mention. Your style plus your smile is incredible, and all your sweet ways makes you edible. And you ain't sweating all these niggas trying to get at you. I can't lie, girl, sometimes I want a better view. You make a nigga wanna marry you. No joke, ma, I wouldn't Jim Carrey you. You got me locked, ma, I'm caged in, lost in your love, girl, you are that amazing.
Oh, baby girl, you hear my words. Just know that they coming straight from my heart. Drug at me, hooked on you. No words can explain your amazing glow. Like a full moon at night, girl, you shine so bright. I made up my mind, so divine with you. Profound in this love, once again it's true.
Like ocean water, beach sand. Fuck what he, she saying. We plan on ignoring all the rumors. Wish it could've happened sooner. You brighten up my day without your voice in his lunar. The only girl I'd ever consider having my junior. And the daughter will be as pretty as a mama is. All day I'm thinking about you. That's what my problem is. But whatever the problem, you help the situation. Never get sick of my ways with your consistent patience. And never mind these commentators that insist on hating. You don't even carry the center basic. The air love song I write, I swear you my thing. Lord, you even through my mistakes. For that, you my queen. I'm your king to the days end. In these days, I shall remind you, baby, you amazing.
I pray for a woman just like you. I love you, oh baby.
That's The Amazing Woman by Rez Vocals.
Vocal.
Actually, he was he was on our show, Rich Money Show, on a Friday show. He's an up and coming artist. He's doing big things as well. But that song, when I first heard it, I just thought it was the most amazing song for a woman, you know.
Right. To piggyback off that song, that's all a lot of women like to hear. A genuine, inspiration. You know, something like, you're amazing. Something to show gratitude. You know what I'm saying?
Every woman wants.
I'd rather be shown than been told. You know, because you can tell me a lot of things.
You're right.
But action speaks louder than words.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, see, and that was my next point. That was my next point, too.
Yep.
Because
your
mouth to say anything, but when you do something totally against what you're saying, then that's when I see you as a liar.
Right, right. You know, it's going to cause a major controversy because...
Of commission
or
omission.
You know, you're telling me one thing, but you're showing me something totally different.
Right.
Yeah.
Of commission and omission, which means
mm-hmm.
some things you know you're doing, some things you don't. You're doing, you don't realize you're doing it because that's something that's just in your nature. So, it's crazy, you know, because, and not just women. Some men go through that too. But my thing is,
you got abusive women just as well.
That's weaker than me.
You know, because you got some women, you know, because they see that a man is, like, seriously into them, they dog them out, you know. They do unnecessary things, you know.
Take his
the kids on
granted.
Them that ain't even theirs. It's a lot of things. I've seen it. I've seen it in women.
Yep.
And it's not cute at all.
Yep.
Right.
Because, honestly... I'm not justifying for a man, but it looks even worse for a woman to be dogging a man out, honestly.
Yeah, no, that's
you know,
true.
Because you look for that woman to have more self-esteem, more pride, more respect for herself.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And like they say, a man can go out here and wild in the grass 50 times a day. He's still a man at the end
that's
of the day.
Right.
But a woman go out there... And knowing that she got somebody and somebody else here, she the biggest whore walking around.
And you better go on and say it.
And you never live it down. I don't care what changes you make. They will say, I remember when she was with so-and-so, so-and-so.
Uh-huh.
She was the biggest hoe around.
Look at that whore.
That's the way they look at that woman.
Yeah, stay away from her. She a hoe. Not knowing she might have changed her life, gave her life to Christ and all that stuff. Not knowing her situation,
exactly.
All they see is what used to be.
Yes.
That's those people who don't know growth, though. Those are the people that judge. That's people who have no growth within themselves.
Right.
And they
that's
only
true.
See what people used to do. That's the people without growth. Who because people do change. You know, people change.
That's true.
But it has to
some
be shown.
Some do, some don't. You know, some people just, they're going to remain the same person always. I mean, it's just in them. And they don't, that's one thing I have to say. You can't make somebody change.
No,
because in the process, all you're doing is making it worse.
Well,
because they
up.
Think you're trying to control.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Well, when I got pregnant with my daughter 13 years ago, I thought that getting pregnant by him would make him change.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
He tricked you.
Wasn't no change. Might have gotten worse.
He tricked you.
Got worse. Yes.
See, that's what I'm saying.
But I lived and learned. I'm living. I learned, and I got through it. I got over it, and I'm still grateful. Yes. And I have a beautiful daughter who stays on the...
I was going to say, at least you have a beautiful daughter. Ex-son has to deal.
I have a 20... My son will be 21 next month, and my daughter will be 14 in 2 months. And my daughter is on... She stays on the principal's honor roll, and she's
that's beautiful.
Fabulous.
So I'm grateful.
You know, that's why
she
I tell these young...
She get the smartest
from
her auntie.
I tell these young girls all the time, a baby do not keep a man, baby. If any doggone thing, they get what they want, and in 9 months' time, it ain't mine.
Well,
yeah.
it runs them away. If that's not a planned thing, you sit down and discuss having kids or whatever, a man runs. Not all of them, not all. Don't get me wrong. Not all of them run. But when you're
because
dealing with an
like
immature knucklehead walking around here pants sagging and all that. He mad at the chick for getting pregnant, but ain't mad at himself for not strapping up. Come on, you mad because you didn't wear a condom, stupid?
Right. You know,
not
I can be
you
in
mad
a
at her because
see
she decided to
boy.
Keep her baby, but you're not mad because you didn't put on a condom. You should be cussing yourself out. Why
exactly.
You didn't? Come on, you could go take $4 and buy a whole pack of condoms. Really? You talk about turning up and stacks and all that stuff, but nobody's protecting themselves? Really?
Right. That's why I say if I see a young boy in the store buying a condom, I give him a high five. Yeah, you ain't got no business out there doing it. But if she going to give it to you, at least protect yourself and her.
At least protect yourself. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm
a grown woman, and honey, if I wasn't in no steady relationship, you'd be strapping. Jeez.
I carries my own condom because I don't want to hear that excuse. I don't have it. Call it what you want. I got my own.
It's
you don't have none? Oh, hold up, bro. I got you.
I got this.
I got you. So a lot of people think it's weird for women to carry condoms, but no. That's that double protection right there.
You know, like
you
say,
have one,
you're not in a committed relationship, so yeah, you're supposed to carry.
Yep.
Crazy
absolutely.
If you don't.
Absolutely. It might be one of them nights.
Right.
Might be one of them nights, and
risky.
It's better to be caught with it than caught without it. Believe me.
Yes. That's true.
Believe me, because you're getting something more than babies nowadays.
Honey, like I say, you better put that raincoat on, because and when it rains, it pours sometimes.
And the boots,
ooh,
too. Shoot.
The boots, the whole
too.
9 yards on.
How they did it on Booty Call? Was that Booty Call when he got that saran wrap? They all wrapped up. No kind of fluids. No kind of bodily exchanges. Oh, that was funny.
And then you be wondering a couple of weeks later, what's going on with me? What's going on down there? Something ain't feeling right.
Yeah, I bet it ain't. Dehydrated your body. Happen up so much. Oh, please.
Yeah, and so you better be ready, willing, and able.
Listen,
exactly.
Listen, at all times. At all times.
If you know like I know.
That's what, and a lot of people, these young people really need to know that. Because they think, you know, especially too now, they popping all kind of mollies and all kind of stuff. I know this is a little off subject, but they popping all kind of things out there that's got them just randomly sleeping with people. Right.
Uh-huh.
And see.
Right.
That's also, this is what's so detrimental to other people's, people that are in a committed relationship, because now it's so available. You know what I mean? Nobody has to work to do anything nowadays. Everybody looking for this quick fix, a fast come up. And that's as far as money, that's sex, anything. They want that right then. You know what I mean? So
right.
That's what the problem is nowadays. One of the problems anyway.
Mm. Yeah.
You know? And it's sad because,
you know,
with depression. So. What'd you say, Rachel?
I was agreeing. I said, yes, definitely true.
That's why I have to be the first teacher to my children. You know what I mean? I got to be the first teacher. And listen, even if you take my experience, I want you to take my past experiences and use them.
To know
what to look out for.
Uh-huh.
You know,
right.
Not to see that you're going to be in the same type, but you'll know when it when it's presented to you, how to handle it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know how to handle that. So that's what you do.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Either that or, like you say, you regret it. You could have a lifetime problem.
One night of passion could call you a lifetime of pain.
Yeah, depending on how that child is. And I say sometimes it's due to the father.
They say you are what your father is.
Because the show ain't on me.
You are what your father is. Come on now. You ain't have no parts of that, huh, T?
It ain't come from me. It come from your daddy. I tell my daughter and son that all the time. And you ain't get that mess from me. The way you acting now, that come from your daddy's side because they ain't wrapped too tight.
Yeah. I tell my daughter that too. She get mad.
Used to get real mad at me. Mom, you always talk about my dad. But now she don't say that mess. And if I dare me to say that she acting like her daddy now, she be like, you're right. You my daddy, so I guess I'm acting like you. She reversed that psychology on me real bad.
Real quick. She ain't letting you get away with that. But, yeah, it's crazy, though. You know, I just telling people out there that's in a relationship, though, listen, think about home first. Get outside yourself. Because that's what happens.
Right.
That's what's supposed to happen when you're in a relationship, when you commit yourself to people. It's get outside of you. It's not just about me anymore. It's about us.
Us, yes.
Right.
You know, it's another thing.
Well, us, we got a caller. So we're going to bring her on. Kia, are you there?
Hi, guys. Good evening.
Right. Hey, Kia.
Hi, Kia.
Good evening.
How are you?
Oh, hot, but I'm enjoying this weather.
Yes.
It's hot. I just got back in New Jersey and it is hot.
Wow.
It is hot. I feel like, good thing I carry my flip-flops with me.
Right?
Yeah, we need flip-flops. Nothing like flip-flops.
Oh, yes.
Did you hear the topic for today?
No,
I just heard somebody talking about somebody not like their daddy or something. I don't know.
Well, that was aftermath conversation. But it's a few topics, so I'm going to read them all to you, and you could just answer them how you want to. The first part is, if your instinct's telling you that your mate is cheating, other than asking them, what measures would you go through to find out? And does it mean that your mate is not, I'm sorry, does it mean that your mate doesn't love you or not in love with you because they're cheating?
There's no other message to go around but to ask. I'm not going around nothing. I'm asking.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that would be your only thing. Now,
I'm not beating around the bush.
Yeah. Now listen, if you ask your mate, right, and he said, no, I'm not cheating or whatever, and something in you is telling you that he is, what else would you do other than ask him? Would you go through any other methods or measures?
No. You know what? I'm not going to go through any other measure. I'm going to ask, you know, it's a way we females gonna find out.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna. You know what? I'm not saying all females are, you know, not smart or whatever. But we all know which females the one. We're already gonna know. We're already gonna be figuring out some stuff.
Exactly.
We are not that stupid. We're gonna be figuring out some stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not saying all females. You know, some a little bit slow when it comes to this. But when it comes to me, I'm not slow about this. I'm gonna already know something.
Right. And you know what, Kia? A lot of times it'll expose itself anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever's in the dark gotta come to the light. Always.
That's what that wise woman told me. Yes,
oh,
that's what that wives
love,
was telling me.
Like,
yep.
We already gonna know. We are. You're gonna sense it, and once you sense something, and sometime when you sense it, and you know, okay, maybe he is telling the truth. It's not gonna bother you. But when something is bothering you, and gnaw at you at nighttime, it's true.
Yep.
Yep.
That a
yep.
lot of times
Nine
it
times
is.
Out of ten.
And like you said, it's gonna expose itself.
It is going to expose
right.
itself because you're not going to go anywhere around nothing. All you do is going to ask the question,
yep.
and then you're just going to sit and wait. So it's going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That definitely is. So now our next question is, what does it mean to you to have extra baggage? What does extra baggage mean to you in a relationship? Like, if you start in a new relationship and you say, oh, don't bring extra baggage, what does extra baggage mean to you?
They're damn family members.
Yes.
They're damn family members.
Yes.
Oh, like
that's
their family members. Everybody needs it. Somebody short $150 on their rent here. Somebody need gas money. Somebody child need this. Somebody need nephew. It's their family members.
Yep. Yep.
We all know that's what it is, because the extra baggage is their family members. Because every time you turn around, you dating a guy or whatever, and all his family members and whatever, and first thing you know, you date, so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. Mm-mm. But make sure you're taking that baggage money out of your money. Ladies, that's why, I'm not calling all women that may not be up on things. That's why, ladies, we already know what we have. We don't. We ain't going through that extra. You going through? We already have our backup plan. We always have to have our backup plan, ladies.
And you better know it.
I don't. You know, we have that backup plan, and that backup plan. He don't need to know that backup plan.
Right. You're supposed to always keep an ace in the hole.
Huh? He don't need to know. And when I hear females say that. That means you're keeping a secret from him. Then you know what? Then you go ahead and be a fool in your relationship. We all ain't
right.
no fools.
Yeah.
We
yeah,
know
what
extra true. Baggage is. And you know you have nothing against. Well, let me say you do have something against the family. But you basically are hand feeding, because these people are enablers, and they're not going to go away. They're never going to go away.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
every
true.
Month,
you know what?
Every month, there's going to be something that they need. So, well, that's the baggage,
and you know what? That extra baggage think they're entitled to something.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Oh,
that's
my cousin. Oh,
that's my brother.
I can do whatever. Boo. Once he became over here with me, it's my family now. You're secondary.
You.
Fall back.
Somebody should have told my
ex-husband
that.
Oh God. See, if you had to call me earlier, Rachel. You had to call me earlier.
That's what it is. That's what it consists of. And don't get me wrong, you have nothing against the little nieces and nephews, because blah, 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 whatever. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to their mama and then his mama,
listen.
Every time you turn around, she needs $50. She needs $50 for this. She needs $100 for this. And then she starts going up, and then the sister needs this, and the sister needs this. You know what? She better get two damn jobs then.
You know what it is?
You
that
know what?
Mama needed to cut that umbilical cord from him.
Yeah.
Ooh,
detach it from the nipple. Detach it from the nipple.
You know what? As a matter of fact, she could keep him. She could keep him because I gave him back to her.
I have a good friend who's going out. She went to a similar thing, because it's like, if he's at work or he's on duty, he will literally call her and ask her, "Can you go take my mama to the supermarket?" Okay, she needs to go here, whatever. And she's like, every time she's ready to do something, it's like his mother calls him to tell her, "Well, can you send Shonda over here because I need to go so and so." What about her daughters? What about the daughters?
Lord.
Right.
So you know, in the beginning,
that's
of course,
true.
You know, you, and of course, Shonda had to, you know, of course, she's trying to be like, you know, polite and, you know, and do stuff. And then when you take them there and you go drop her off, she got to go here. She's staying here like the next exit, whatever. And then she go get out the, this is what Shonda used to have you crack it up. She would get out of her car and go in the house and she's trying to break all the bags in the house. I see rolling when she told me the story. Rolling, rolling. Wow, she got some enabled grandson sitting in the house. I see rolling. Now you tell me what kind of mess is that?
Yeah.
And then he finally said something. And you know what he's thinking? He didn't know. This is what I learned. He's God cracked me up. But he didn't know it was that bad. You know what these guys know, their family members. Come on.
Right.
That's why you ain't had no girlfriend in the media show, because she got tired of running your mind. Then the new one, you gonna try to keep it from her. You know what your mama's like.
Wow.
They all know what their mom is like. They know what their mama is like before they even start dating another girl. They know what their mama is capable of and whatever. So they're gonna throw their mama on their new girlfriend.
Mm. Yeah.
Baggage,
definitely.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that's why. The do's and the don'ts. Now, you don't mind doing nothing for mama. Of course you don't mind, you know, but come on, y'all.
Well, y'all know what time it is, right? Yeah. Well, we have entered that portion of the show. Let's go. For Diva Mel. And finish the phrase.
We have entered the portion of our show where we throw a twist in either we do Diva Mel or finish this phrase. And tonight we have one of both. Now, do I have my introduction?
Yeah,
my introduction.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead and play that thing.
It's butter, baby.
Let's go.
That's what I'm talking about. I got a drum roll. Okay. Okay, we have Diva Mel first. I'm going to read Diva Mel, and we're going to speak upon that, and then we're going to give it a couple minutes, and then we will do finish this phrase. Dear Diva, I am a female. I recently was invited to a family function of a friend of mine, a male. It was my ex-boyfriend and his new wife's wedding. Uh-oh. The ceremony went well. Everything was beautiful. I was there without a date, so if anyone was watching, they could speculate. However, I was there to support him as an old friend. During the reception, the wife called me out on the microphone. All sorts of names. I pretended that I did not know what she was talking about, and I left. Well, he has been calling me, but I've not been answering. But I feel he won't stop calling until I do answer. Should I answer his calls? Please help.
Oh, shoot. Wow.
Can I hear that again?
That's crazy.
Yes. Dear Divas, I am a female. Recently, I was invited to a family function of a friend, a male. It was my ex-boyfriend and his new wife's wedding. The ceremony went well. Everything was beautiful. I was there without a date, so if anyone was watching, they could speculate. I was there, however, to support him as an old friend. During the reception, the wife called me out on the microphone, all sorts of names. I pretended that I did not know who she was talking about, and I left. Well, he has been calling me, but I've not answered Anthony's phone. I feel he won't stop calling until I do answer. Should I answer his call? Please help.
Oh, man. I would have to answer the call out of curiosity, like, just to see what he had to say. Like,
it probably ain't him.
Yeah, you're right, T. T, you are so right. It could be her calling from his number.
And just she mad because for the simple fact she didn't react towards what she was doing, you know, but that made her look stupid, really, when you look at it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, because now it was like she was focused on her when here's your wedding day, and, like, I don't know. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Call that out on the mic. Like, this hoe had the nerve to show up out our one. My gosh. I'd have had to leave. I'd have been so embarrassed.
My advice to her, she said she was there supporting him just as a friend, nothing, you know. I suppose their relationship had been long gone. She was invited by him. She was there just supporting him as a friend. The ceremony went well, but there was a reception. His wife called her out and called her all sorts of names or whatever. I think she did the right thing by pretending that she had no clue what was going on and just left. As far as picking up his call, if they are still friends, you know what, I think she should answer his call and just tell him that,
yeah,
you know what, I don't want any further feelings because I don't want to disrespect or hurt your new marriage. So therefore, our friendship is over. If the wife does not agree with us being friends, I can't be your friend anymore.
Right. And not only that, when I first went to the function and seen, you know, what was going on, me, myself, I would have left, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think I would have left for the simple fact, you know, knowing that she knew or may have had any thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would have just got up and left.
I don't understand this. If she knew she didn't have a good repertoire with the woman, and she shouldn't have went to the wedding.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think she
knew.
Why
would she even go to the wedding?
I don't think she knew ahead of time. I'm getting from her that she did not know ahead of time that the wife would even knew anything. I'm only speculating. I didn't speak to the person. I just got the email. So I'm getting myself that she didn't speak to the lady, didn't know the lady, but the lady knew about her. The wife knew about her.
But that's, then you don't go to, my thing is you don't go to nothing like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
just stay away.
You put yourself in that predicament.
Yeah.
You see how you said the wife didn't probably know? The wife knew about her because what she did? She called her out.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Yep, called her
out. That's why I would have left. That would have caused, you know, I mean, now everybody looking at me like I'm stupid.
Yeah.
You know, once I found out what was going on, I would have left.
But yeah,
I don't
even,
go
even
to
as far as the wife is concerned, she kind of ruined her day doing that too, because
right.
I would have waited, and I would have checked my husband for her being there, and I would have called her after the fact. But I wasn't going.
Well,
right.
Check.
Now you know that people are just sitting around whispering now, like, you know what I mean. Like, forgetting all about
Angie,
my day.
Angie, T, and Rachel, don't she see the guest list?
That's what I'm, who knows?
She should have seen the guest list and knew, asked him, well, anytime you, I'm getting married, and I see my husband, my future husband, guest list, I'm going to wonder who the female is that doesn't have
right,
a date.
Right, right.
Are you kidding me?
Maybe it was just an invite. You know, maybe it wasn't formal. It wasn't a classy type of, you know, environment. It was just word of mouth.
Friends invited. Rachel, you ain't letting nobody come through that door. You don't know about who at your wedding.
Exactly.
That's what I tell you, y'all females. Some females, I know me, I'm not, that won't happen at my wedding. Are you kidding me? I want to know who is at that wedding and who is Michelle. Why is she coming by herself? Michelle better be a third cousin twice removed, and she better be down the bloodline. She ain't coming.
She said a third cousin twice removed. Okay.
She is not coming. Are you kidding me?
No.
Y'all know we not.
Even though I get along with all my exes and their women, that stuff.
See, that's a difference, Angie. That's a totally different. That's a difference. Like I said, if she knew her and she was fine with it, that was something totally different.
Right. Somebody probably put the wife onto it, like, you know, that's his ex right there.
See, that's exactly right.
He probably gave her that informal invite. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, come to the wedding. We friends. We cool or whatever. And he not discussing this with his wife. You know what I mean? So somebody else probably like, oh, you know, that's his ex-girl or whatever. And she just blasted her.
Right.
She had rights to feel that way. But I wouldn't have messed up my day.
I wouldn't have ruined my day. Me neither.
I mean, it might have made her feel good or whatever but I wouldn't have
did
that.
How ratchet is it to go on the microphone as the, you know, you say this is your big day, and you're going on the microphone calling this other person out that did nothing
Now it makes it seem like your husband was cheating at that present time. You know what I'm saying? It just put too much stuff in other people's head that she just could have avoided. I would have blasted the lady, but not there.
Mm-hmm. Well, if that was me and he invited me to the wedding, I would have said no. You know, and I wish you many best wishes on your new, you know, marriage and everything, and that'd be fine. But I'm not going to the wedding.
Right. Right. Well, we have another caller on the line. Hold on, Diva. Shelly, are you there? Shelly, are you there?
Hello, beautiful. Hello, beautiful
hey.
Diva
hey,
queen.
Hey, Shelly boo.
Hi, Shelly.
How y'all doing? How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Blessed. I'm good.
I know
good,
that's
good,
right.
Good.
Blessed to be stressed.
What are girls been up to?
Nothing much. Doing what we getting it in like we always do. You know how we do.
Yes, I do. It's been a minute since I called in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? People get busy, have lives and stuff like that. Yeah. We don't hold stuff like that against people. We're not gonna put you under the fire and squash, Shelly.
I feel better now.
Okay.
What's going on tonight? I just actually called in. I just heard like a little bit something about a wedding. I didn't hear the topic or anything like that.
Well, being that we're in Diva Mail and the Diva Mail moment, you can read it in Diva Mail, and we'll finish discussing that.
We are in Diva in the portion of our show where we throw a twist in. We do Diva Mail and or Finish This Phrase. I do have both. I have not read the Finish This Phrase yet. However, here is the Diva Mail. Dear Divas, I am a female. I recently was invited to a family function of a friend of mine, a male. It was my ex-boyfriend and his new wife's wedding. The ceremony went well. Everything was beautiful. I was there without a date, so if anyone was watching, they could speculate. I was there to support him as an old friend. During the reception, the wife called me out on the microphone, all sorts of names. I pretended that I did not know she was talking about, and I left. Well, he has been calling me, but I've not been answering. But I feel he won't stop calling until I do answer. Should I answer his call? Please help.
Wow. Okay. So who invited her to the wedding? He did.
Yeah.
Oh, he invited her to the wedding, and I guess, well, I'm thinking if, you know, the ex-girlfriend showed up, and I guess she saw that, well, did she know she was coming?
I don't think the new wife knew. I don't think the wife knew that the ex-girlfriend was writing the letter was going to the wedding.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Yeah.
So she called her out?
Called her out on the microphone, all sorts of names during the reception. So she just left, and he had been calling her ever since, but
she doesn't know whether she should answer him or not. So she's asking us, do we think that she should answer his phone call?
Okay, well, I want to talk about the new wife first, and then I'll get with the ex-girlfriend. She should have not allowed an ex to steal her joy or to show out or come out of character on her wedding day, first of all.
Exactly.
There could have been ways she could have said, you know what, tapped him on the shoulder and said, you know what, she needs to leave. But,
right.
I mean, to each
his
own, I mean, I would have never done anything like that. I would have never done nothing like that because it's my day. It's my day to shine. I'm not thinking about nobody else. But as far as the ex, no, she shouldn't answer his call. For what? Why are you answering this call? Well, first of all, why did she even go to the wedding? That's number one.
Right. Okay.
Why did she go to the wedding? And then,
she
I mean, what was
she
expecting from that?
She want to support him as a friend, but listen, your friendship is done. You're about to marry the one who should be your friend. So
right.
he was out of line for even inviting her.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Without letting the wife, the fiance know.
Right.
Right.
Right. Discussing
to me, it was like he wanted a show.
Yeah. He wants
right.
controversy. No, he
well,
wanted to
well,
be
maybe,
able to look
maybe.
At them both.
Maybe he didn't want his wife to go. Well, I don't think any man or woman at their wedding they want their, you know, chaos or whatever at the wedding. So I don't know if he, but then again, if you're inviting your ex, you can't expect nothing but chaos.
Right, nothing but
exactly.
having.
Exactly.
Nothing
yeah,
but
I mean,
having. Absolutely. But
yeah.
you know, at the end of the day, she honestly, he invited her. The wife should have went after him, not that woman.
Right.
Oh, check
right.
him.
Well, what if she would have came?
You know,
what if she would have came with a date? Would that be because I you know what? You thought
would have made a difference.
And you say you're good friends with your exes, right? Say you get married, because I agree with this too. If you get married and your exes have girlfriends, I'll invite my ex and his girlfriend. That if I'm
right.
friends with them, whatever. If I, there's nothing wrong, but you know what? They did the same. Something like the groom may have a problem. Sit yourself down. Ain't nothing. He bringing his girlfriend to the wedding.
Yeah.
Well, I think the wife had some feelings with that for her to go off or whatever he may have told her about this young lady, that for her to
mm-hmm.
show up, that she's feeling some type of way and showing off at her wedding. So, you know, I think maybe she might have felt insecure and intimidated by that because
right.
she showed up. And
right.
however,
and
she still
and showed
like
up
that.
Single. And she showed up single, stag. So,
she probably felt some type of way about that.
But you know what? She put the vision in everybody else's head that they apparently still had something going on. That's what she did.
I don't think she was insecure. I think she's pissed because she never met
the
girl.
Didn't
know
nothing
what I'm
about it, right?
Right. If you never met your ex's ex, and you don't know, you just know from whatever. But she showed up at your wedding.
She didn't know the girl at all.
Right. So
was
she?
Oh,
right.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, okay.
Right. You see what I'm saying? So she's going to be like, well, why is this girl at my wedding? Now, y'all know it's
exactly.
some of the ex. If you knew the ex, like you say, Ed, you knew your, hey, you meet her, like you see it in town, you see it at the hairdresser. Hey, Tina, how you doing? Good, I'm fine, whatever. You're cool. You're nothing going on, but you don't know the ex. Like, she's up at your wedding.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's different. That's a whole lot different.
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
But, you know, at the end of the day, I still say, that she should have went after the husband after it was all
course,
said and done.
Of course.
But
yeah,
not
yeah.
her death.
I agree with that.
Because
that
she should have really, honestly, her doing all of that, you know, calling this girl all kind of names, she made herself look foolish as well.
Of course. Of
and
course.
Made herself
okay.
look
Absolutely.
Insecure.
And not only that, she stole her own joy from her own wedding by doing that.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like you said, she could have either, listen, I want you to get rid of her now. You know,
yes.
to her husband. She could have whispered it quietly. Nobody had to know what was going
yes,
on.
Yes, tapped him on the shoulder
anything.
And said, hey, get her out of here.
And she didn't even have to tell him. You know, that's why you got your bridesmaid or something there. You know, could have probably approached her and said, you know, this is inconvenient for the bride. You know,
right.
X, Y, Z, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know,
right.
it's best that you leave. And then he know, and then nothing, that's it.
Yep.
And if she
right.
she would know, well, you know, you're right, let me go. I apologize for coming in. I just want to see, you know, nothing, no harm, no foul, but I will leave. And that's it.
Right. Right. Well, again, yeah. he should have checked with his fiance first before inviting.
Of course,
absolutely.
I agree with that.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely, he should have. He sure should have said, "I'm going to invite my ex girlfriend or whatever. We're friends, however, I'm going to invite her." That was a surprise to her, probably, but you know, I mean, she could have acted a different way.
I do have a finishing phrase, divas. Are we ready?
Let's go.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, finish this phrase. I am at the altar with my fiancé getting married. The preacher said, if any man speak, let him do so. And an old ex says, oh yes, I'm still in love. I would.
Oh, Lord. Oh, I would have had to call on Jesus himself at that moment. Just say that again. I have to call on Jesus. Lord, you better come get him.
I said, finish this phrase. I am at the altar with my fiance, getting married. The preacher says, if any man speaks, let him do so. And an old ex says, oh, yes, I'm still in love. I would.
Oh, well.
Oh, I'm talking about my old ex says, I'm still in love. I would.
I probably would pass out.
Well, first of all, if the ex still has feelings, he is definitely not invited to the wedding.
Right. No. But like you say,
it sounds like he just showed up.
I don't even think was invited. It sounds like he just showed up.
Oh, okay.
Right. He just showed up.
He just showed up walking down the aisle. I object. I still love her. You know, you ain't got no security at the door and all that stuff. You know, people just walk on in.
It sounds like he just showed up.
Uh-huh.
You're at the church, you're not thinking about none of that. You know, everything's cool, and then he shows up. Wow, that's, oof.
Speak now, forever hold your peace. Oof. My peace is get your ass out of here.
I would be upset, too, because you're messing up my wedding ceremony with your mess or whatever.
Oh, goodness.
That is crazy.
I would probably die, like, really?
I know. You know. Not thinking, like, you're not expecting that to happen. Like, all
right,
we good,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody pop up with, like, the devil is a lie. You better get out of here. The devil is a lie. Come on. That's crazy. That would be,
wow.
It would be funny at the end of the day. Once it's all said and done, it would be a little funny. But if you think about it,
if he stood up and said that, I'm pretty sure the family would escort him out.
Sure, he would have got in front of church. Even though he said what he said,
I'm pretty sure he would have been escorted out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what?
Groomsmen. It would be funny.
All the groomsmen, y'all carry him on out there. Somebody record
him. Yeah,
too.
They would have definitely escorted him out there.
The ushers or somebody.
And don't forget the dad.
God forbid, if it was a police officer that I was married, the whole squad would have been on it.
No, and you give them options. You could either walk out or you could get carried out. Which one you want?
Yeah.
How you turn again
the whole
in the church.
If you think about it, the whole room will be really quiet looking.
And you know it. And you know it to see the next move. But you know what?
While we're laughing,
while we're laughing, there's people that really do stuff like that.
Yes, it
and
is.
To the point where they kill them. They kill people. You understand what I'm saying? So, listen, if your ex is a psycho Billy Bob, you got to move away from him. I mean, move. Not just from one spot to the next. Move out your house. Go pack up.
Oh, don't let
them
know
move.
Nothing about you.
Nope, yeah, better move.
Heck out of
charge.
Yep, get the heck out of
charge. Yes, keep moving on him.
You really got to be bold to do that, though. You really
got
to have some big ones on
but
you.
You
really
got
to have some big ones.
Crazy.
You really do.
You got people.
You got bold people, and you got people that's been hurt to that point that, you know, if I can mess something up, I'm going to do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're right. That's true.
You know, it can be done out of anger, jealousy, anything.
Yep.
But you better not ruin mine.
Family members are going to let him get close to that altar
or do they spot him, they're gonna tell another family member that he's here, you know.
Yeah,
or,
you go.
Y'all know they're gonna tell somebody, and especially if her daddy is 6 feet something, whatever, he's going, you know, whatever, get over there,
yeah.
You know, come on, yeah. All right,
he's definitely gonna get dealt with now. That's without
well,
a question.
See, my
it's
thing
just that
is,
people gotta get. You got to keep an eye on him coming in. A lot of times he's going to slip in. You don't even see him coming. So,
yeah, that's true.
Right.
Because a lot
but
of
see,
weddings
that's
don't
why
have
I would have a guest
and all
list,
that kind of stuff.
And I would have somebody checking the invitations. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
Because,
yeah,
like I say, if I don't invite you, you're not welcome. Bottom line.
But then again, if you really want to get in there, T, you can get in there. You can get in the wedding if you really wanted to.
Let me tell y'all about my wedding, a little story about my wedding. I'm standing up there, right? Now, I done cried my tail off walking up that aisle. I'm fucking crying, tissue all over my face. Now, I get there to my fiancé, and I'm standing there, and there's the preacher in front of us, and the flowers and everything goes decorated. And then up to the right of me, the choir stand, there's this Dave standing there with a camera. And I'm like, so I whispered to my fiance at the time, who and what is that holding the camera and who let that into this church? Now, I did not know, I didn't know that he surprisingly had hired, no one's really professional, but a friend of his who, you know, had in college did some filming and stuff like that. He had hired this really crazy-looking person to videotape our wedding where I was about to go loose.
Yeah,
it's
for daddy.
Now, here I am up there, just finished crying, forgot that I was at my own wedding. I'm like, honey, who and what is that standing there with the camera? What is going on here? Is this a joke or something? Candy,
yeah.
What is going on?
Enlighten me.
Yeah, but anyway, the footage of the wedding came out fabulous.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing. It wasn't ruined.
Yeah.
Listen, it was ruined when I left him. I stomped the tape out and got rid of it, threw it in the garbage. So it was ruined. The tape was ruined.
Wow.
I remember when
right.
I got married, and I was standing, waiting to walk down the aisle with my dad, and I'll never forget it. He looked at me and said, we can leave right now.
Oh, wow.
He looked at me, I'm no lie, and it's on my video, it's on the video. You can't hear it, but you can see him mouthing it to me. He looked at me before I was walking, he said, we can leave right now, baby, right now.
Wow.
And I'm like, what? He said, we can leave right now.
Wow.
And I was like, wow. And then now that you think about it, I should have went with what he said. No, I'm just kidding.
Sometimes you have those like flashbacks, like
he was dead serious. He was dead serious about that. Dead serious. And my mom asked me, what were we talking about? And I said, I never shared that with them until maybe a few months later as to what he was telling me, talking to me about. But that's what he said, dead serious. And he told me, he said, I have a choice. He said, either we can walk down the aisle or don't change your name. And I never changed my last name.
Oh, wow.
I never changed it. I never changed, 22 years, I never changed it.
Wow.
I never did. It was crazy, but, you know, it is what it is, you know?
It definitely is. It's like all kind of craziness happened in my wedding, too. It wasn't meant to be. And not one picture came out.
Oh,
what? I ended up in the emergency room because
picture?
I got married to my brothers. I fell down the steps, flatlined twice. And I started having seizures after that. And it wasn't a good 2 months that I went to get an annulment.
Oh, wow.
And we have been together since high school.
Wow.
But sometimes that one piece of paper can mess up a whole thing.
Good God.
You know what?
I've heard that.
I have some friends right now that's been together like 20-something years, and they're not married. They have kids and everything. And they said that they didn't want to get married. And they was like, why get married? And I'm like, wow, you guys have been together for so long. Why not? And they said if it's not broken, don't fix it. And they still
well,
are doing.
And you know that the common law married after 10 years, you basically married
no,
anyway.
No, they've been together for a minute, for a long time.
Well, me and my ex-husband was together like 18 years before we married.
Wow.
So, T, is that a true statement? Don't fix something that's not broken?
I declare, I do believe it. Because
okay.
I do believe him, and I probably would have still been together. But it was just like after, you know, this man, we worked together, okay? We both worked construction. We wasn't without each other. Soon as we got married, he got fired from the job.
Oh, wow.
He started messing around, you know, and if he was messing around, well, she wasn't getting no time because, like I say, we worked together. We got off at the same time, so we would be at home together. You know, it was like we didn't go nowhere. If he went somewhere, I went, and vice versa. As soon as we got married, everything went downhill. Everything.
Wow. Oh, wow.
A lot
18 years? Why do you think it went downhill? See, if you don't mind me asking you, why do you think it went downhill after you guys got married?
I don't know. I, to this day, Shelley, honestly, I'm still trying to figure out what went wrong and where it went wrong. I
mm-hmm.
think before we got married and when he got fired, right, that's when he started messing with drugs, of course. And it was this girl that didn't live far from us. So I think that he was buying from her and they just started hooking up or whatever. But like two weeks after we were married, this man went out of town with this chick.
Oh, wow.
You know, so like I said, I really don't know, you know, I don't know if he felt like, well, I own her now. No, you don't own me because I have your name.
Uh-huh. I know that's right.
Yeah, but I'm just
you
trying
know,
to figure out, like, what you've been together. I'm just talking about people in general.
After 50 years. But after 20-some years, I still think about that. You know, he's remarried because this chick that he did marry, you know, she was, like, in the picture at one time or another. But, you know, we still ended up getting married. But to this day,
okay.
I cannot give you a positive answer. Why?
I put the tail end. This is when you got. I'm sorry. I took me. This is when you got married, T. I put the tail end.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I was on my way. Well, my older sister got married.
Uh-huh.
You got to be careful. You know the groomsmen, my brother-in-law's family. You know whatever. Well, one of the groomsmen's girlfriend, a fiance. Was upset because the girl that he was going down the aisle with, you know, I think something was going on with them too anyway because there's no, you know, but she kind of sits it, and I was sitting there too, but I was sitting from a distance. You know, we know, come on. Well, she had a sit at the wedding day. She was telling my sister, can you switch them?
Wow.
Me and my cousins could not stop laughing. We were laughing the whole time because my sister's girlfriend was in the wedding. I don't know, it's just something about her ass, whatever. But it was a married family. I'm just telling you, it's just his cousin who was in the wedding. He invited his girlfriend. You know, because you a groomsman's girlfriend's not in the wedding, they're gonna invite her. She's invited to the wedding. And she kind of like, I said, I don't know, it's the way how Lisa was like, you know, hey, giving him hugs. It's like, hey, you know, whatever, you know, and stuff
oh
like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Too friendly. You know, she told my sister, can he, like, be switched with? I'm like.
She ain't want to walking down the aisle together.
You best believe
yep.
we could not. We were laughing. My sister, you know, please, pedestal, we call, you know, please. Get on my last nerve. She was like, listen, there will be nothing like that, and I'm going to whatever. I was like, I kind of sensed it too, y'all. because it's just it was just something going on. Because I'm just saying,
it
wasn't anybody like our wedding was basically his family and my family because I got married at my brother's, and
okay.
you know this was in West Virginia, and
okay.
like he lived up on this mountain, like right. I was late getting to the wedding. My ex-husband was late because it was a horse that wouldn't move after road because that's what it was, a dirt road.
Oh, gosh.
So he didn't have his socks. He didn't have his drawers. He didn't have anything. And like I said, it was just crazy because my son was acting a fool because I was getting married to this guy. So, you
mm-hmm.
know, I was trying to calm him down. I'm coming down this my brother's steps, the wooden steps in my stockings, and my son proceeded to, like, he does it all, would do it all the time, like jump over the stairway because it was like a bench there with pillows. I went to catch him, and my foot slipped from up under me.
Awesome.
They playing music, but they heard my head hit down about four steps.
Dang.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and like I said, none of the pictures, none of the videos, nothing came out. Nothing. They had to cut my wedding dress off of me, everything.
You fell in love,
girl.
She fell out of love.
Yeah.
She fell out of love. Shoot.
Yes.
Everything
that could go wrong went wrong at your wedding.
Yes, it did. It really, truly did. And I'm like, wow. And to top it off, after we divorced, up popped the baby.
After the divorce,
The one that was just yesterday, my baby, she was born on Father's Day. We separated everything. Honey, this was years, and he kept persuading, trying to get me back, and I said, you know what, I'm going to give it one more time, and I'd be doggone, I left West Virginia, went to North Carolina, it had to be the first day I got there, it was Hugo, and I got pregnant.
Mm-mm-mm.
Them heritage.
Wow.
And now I can't stand him.
Well, that's what happens a lot of times.
It's
always something at a wedding. That was something at your wedding because that was something.
Yes.
Listen,
have you ever been married, Angie? Have you ever been married?
Whom? No.
Okay.
I was close. Got to maybe a week before or something. Like, nope, I'm not getting married anymore.
Did you say a week before?
Yep, it might have been a week before. We were gonna.
Wow.
No, I'm gonna say it was 2 weeks. We were supposed to get married June 24th of 2011, and it's a long story. I'd be here all night telling it, but my cousin who was supposed to be my maid of honor at the time, she died. She died June 7th, and I told him that was a sign for me not to marry you, and nope. Wow. Because I was going through a lot of stuff with him and everything anyway. Then, you know, he comes with rings and stuff like that. Me, yeah, whatever. And then it's like, you know what?
Was it you or was it him?
No, it was him. It was him why we're not getting married, but why we didn't get married.
Okay.
No, but it was just like, you know, it was just, like I said, a lot of things was going on. And he had, again, me thinking like, all right, maybe if we get married, things will change or whatever. It's like, no. And like I said, God kept putting signs there. He kept putting different things there.
Yeah.
Now is not the time. Now is not the time.
Now is
not the time.
Those red flags, a lot of times, including myself, I didn't pay attention to them. But you paid attention to them, and you broke clean, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
Exactly.
So I was like, no, I'm sorry. I won't get married anymore.
My reception was in the emergency room. I'm serious. Everybody that was
was at my wedding was in the emergency room.
Wow.
Oh, security, said security and everything was like, you all going to have to calm down. They said, no, we got to finish this wedding because everybody was trying to bogart in the room after they said that, you know, my husband and my oldest brother could see me right.
Wow,
T. Yes,
did you even get to say I do? Yeah, I got to say that. I'm telling you, the only thing they didn't cut off me was my garter. You know, and they let me.
Oh my God!
The
you saved the garter. Oh God!
And I threw the garter.
Wow. Wow.
I'm like, you know what? This has got to be one of the crazy. And it was just like yesterday. I can just remember, you know, some of it I don't remember, like towards the end. But I actually started having seizures, you know, and I thank God and knock on wood that I haven't had a seizure in probably about 8 years.
Okay.
So I had a head injury, but it ain't funny, but it is funny, you know, because it was not meant to be. And I honestly think. Huh?
No, T, you said your wedding started late or was it on time?
No, it was late.
Okay. How late was your wedding? How late was your wedding?
About 30 minutes.
Rachel, what about you? Was your wedding on time or late?
Oh, I was an hour late to my own wedding.
Well, the plan was, I got married
in a wedding chapel in North Carolina. My wedding was set for 7 o'clock at night. Of course, I didn't get to, well, the ceremony didn't kick off until 8 o'clock at night.
Wow.
Until 8. I wanted a night wedding. I didn't want, like, the traditional day wedding. And
well, you
all
know
that
what
stuff.
They're having now? They're having Thursday's wedding, y'all. That's a new trend now.
Thursday wedding.
My cousin getting married July 17th at 5:30 on a Thursday. My other cousin got married 2 weeks ago. I didn't go to that wedding. I wasn't planning to go to that wedding. But I didn't go. It was up in Connecticut, and that was a Thursday wedding. And she was 4 hours late for her wedding, sitting in the. This is what I'm hearing from other people.
Four hours
late, sitting in the car because of the groom or something. The groom was one of the grooms or whatever. And the best man, the groom wasn't going to start nothing until his best man got there. You know what? And y'all know if y'all had those old aunts, you know what? When the aunt started going back to the hotel because it was hot. And she had to get quiet because nobody wanted to come back to the wedding.
That's why
I'm glad I stayed in Jersey. Sometimes you don't have to go to every wedding.
4 hours. They ready to eat. They probably was at the reception, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah, that could have covered the reception and everything.
Why are you going to have your senior family members who's up like 70 years old outside, because it was an outside wedding on a Thursday, you guys, Thursday. And then people was leaving, going back to the hotel, because why would you sit there and it's hot outside?
Why would you continue after 4 hours? I would like, forget this.
You know what? And that's exactly why my family and some other family members, we stayed our ass in Jersey.
But wait a minute, check this out. Why just look at my news feed, and the first thing I see is, ever looked at your ex and wonder, was I drunk the entire relationship?
Baby, all life.
Baby, all life, yes.
Now, that was right on time, and what we talked about, too.
That was on time. But that is the new thing now, ladies. I guess it's going cheaper. You get
yeah,
married
it doesn't
on
matter
Thursday
if it's the weekend or what.
5:30 on Thursday.
How many people do you expect to come to your wedding on a Thursday?
I can't wait. But I know a lot of people coming to this wedding because they like this cousin. I mean, a lot of people are going to Connecticut because this is, you know why? You know how you got those senior members in the family. Y'all know your great aunt. I ain't going that way. This is our second marriage. He don't need to get married a second time. I was rolling.
Wow.
I was rolling.
Faith is a great day for a wedding. Thursday, like Thursday afternoon or evening. Beautiful
Thursday. She got married on a Thursday.
Wow.
Thursday. And my other cousin getting married July 17th on a Thursday. I'm related to the groom, so he's getting married on the, I was like, a Thursday.
Wow.
I know. I'm going to a 4th of July wedding. That's on a Friday.
That's on a Friday. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And he getting married on the 17th. Yeah, so that's what I'm finding out. I'm like, wow, okay.
Yeah,
so Kia, I haven't talked to you in a while. Kia, you have a fiance or working on somebody?
Oh girl, please.
What do you mean, please?
Girl, I have plenty of time for that. I'm still enjoying Kia.
You have plenty of time for what again?
I have plenty of time to have get married and have kids. I have plenty of
time. I didn't say kids. I said a fiance, a boyfriend.
I just mean when I had the kids and they don't have a fiance.
Oh wow.
So I have.
Well, unfortunately, Diva.
I have plenty of time. My grandfather's asking that same question. You know what I tell him every time I see him, girls? He said, "What?
You
see that pocketbook over there? That's your grandbaby, my pocketbook.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Liz. You can call her Liz for sure.
I know. Hey, Andy, that's what I tell him. Every time he says something, every time I say something, y'all go over there and get Taylor. Bring Taylor to granddad, the granddad can see Taylor. I can't stop it. That's her name, Taylor. Go tell Taylor something. That's your grandbaby right here, Taylor.
Wow.
Everybody
needs somebody now. Come on, girl. Come on now.
I enjoy dating. I don't have to get married.
You don't have to get married. Just somebody.
I enjoy dating.
Oh, okay. I do want to get married. I do want to get married eventually.
Yeah, I'm going to get married. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I want to get married, but I enjoy dating. You know, it's nothing wrong with, you know, dating.
Yeah,
and,
there's nothing wrong with that at all. Nothing at all.
And then when they start saying, so, Kim, when you going to have kids? And you're going to say, okay, I'm not going to answer his phone call no more.
Girl, don't be running from the kids.
He's ready to have kids. I'm
going to
answer his phone call no more.
Uh-uh. He's going to be that ultimate auntie. She's going to be the favorite auntie to all the kids.
I actually have a cousin like that. She refuses to have kids. She refuses to have them.
I'm not ready to have kids. I'm not ready to tell my age. I got time, y'all. Y'all wouldn't believe I got time so I can have kids. I'm not ready to have kids. My kids don't want to have kids either. Let me tell you something. I look at my cousins who are my age, and they're a couple years older, maybe a year or two years before me, when we got out of college, my cousins, they got into, you know, got married, like maybe two, like when they were 26 or whatever. And you know what? When we ready to go somewhere, they got to find, like, you know, babysitters or they can't do as much as they want to.
That's why you have them now, Kia. You have them now. I have a 20-year-old son and I have a 15-year-old daughter. I'm living life right now.
I'm having mine, you know, not now. I got three and a half years. Careful.
I got three and a half years going on, and it don't include a baby. But unfortunately, time is of an essence,
ladies, divas, and this is the time where we do the round table.
All right.
All right, all right.
So we're going to start with Kia because Kia was our first caller tonight, and you would like to give a final thought on tonight.
Man. It was a great show, guys. And make sure that nobody take that name Taylor.
So put that on the table, Kia. You just put it on the table.
So nobody take Taylor.
We got to come with Louie or somebody.
Don't take Taylor Alexis, okay? Don't take Taylor Alexis. So, I want to be like, you know what? Go Kia, please. Tell her Alexis can hear you all. I already fired her, you know. But it was a great show, guys. Great show. That is going to be her name, Taylor Alexis. And why am I being a boy?
Yeah, then his name will be LV, Louis Vuitton.
Then he won't be named for a week. He gonna be no name, whatever the last name, no name until I figure out a name, because I'm not rushing no names, y'all. I haven't figured out a boy name yet, but that daughter name is gonna be Taylor Alexis. Don't nobody talk about it. Y'all better not. I better not use nobody named Taylor Alexis or y'all
Facebook name.
Oh, shoot,
I ain't having no more,
nothing.
So you ain't gotta worry about me. Have any more babies? Don't you tell nobody.
I'm enjoying my sweet Tyler. I don't want no more kids either. I am enjoying my sweet Tyler, my grandson. I'm enjoying him.
How's the baby, Shelly?
He's good. Actually, he's going to be one next month.
Wow.
With attitude. He has attitude.
Wow,
like you would not believe.
Enjoy him.
Yes, and he's rotten to death. Rotten to death. And I've had nothing to do with that. I'm just saying.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Boo, Shelly.
Yeah, right.
I am sticking
to my
story. I'm sticking to my story. Look, that's what I said. I have nothing to do with
that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, right. Yeah, but yeah. And we all fools. We know why he's
not. No, but y'all don't believe me?
No, not one bit.
Not one bit.
Not one ounce of it.
Not one of it.
I'm a grandmother, too, so you know I know.
I wasn't convincing.
No, you're
not.
Not
at all. Not at all. You got to try that again.
Oh, not at all. Please. You can tell it to somebody else. You ain't selling it this way.
Right. Two-minute pictures and two-minute comments. Gamma's baby.
Exactly.
Really, Shane? Calling me out like that for real?
Exactly.
But hey, I feel you because I'm the same way. I got my grandson with me right now, and God, I'll be glad when he go now.
Well, actually, I haven't seen my grandson since Sunday, so I'm having a little bit withdrawal for whatever.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, now, Shelly, 3 days, Shelly, 3 days.
I love that boy so much. You just don't know that, yes, I do go through withdrawal.
3 days, Shelly. I thought you were going to say 2 weeks, though.
Feel your heart.
No, I thought you were
going to say 2 weeks. I was going to say she said
days.
Three days, Shelly, really?
Yes, 3 days.
But she had nothing to do with the spoiling. Uh-huh.
3 days.
Sure. I'm sticking to my story.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead and stick to it because we know better.
Yeah.
And then I got him. Then I got him so bad, girls. I got him so bad that he doesn't sleep with his parents. But when I get him and keep him, he sleeps with me. So it's terrible. It's a terrible
thing.
See.
He has his crib in a room and everything, in my son's room and everything. I don't put him in his crib. He sleeps with me.
Wow.
And then they're like,
okay,
he won't go to sleep. I have to lay down next to him.
And you're not spoiling.
No, I did not, Tia. I am not spoiling.
Yeah, okay. All right, Shelly. Yeah, those might be that crap. You spoil him, and you're supposed to spoil him.
He's rotten to the core. I do have to say that.
Yeah. But he's going to love grandma, though. He's going to love his grandma, his nana.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, Angie?
Okay, now, we had, well, Shelly didn't really do the topics for tonight, but if you have a few, we can give you a final, you can have your final thoughts, too.
Well, first of all, I enjoy talking to you guys. I haven't talked to you guys in a long time.
Likewise.
I really enjoyed the conversation that we had, and basically, the one question that I was asked, basically, I'm not sure about if the young lady should have, you know, went about it the way that she went about it because that was her day and she allowed somebody to steal her joy from her day.
Mm-hmm.
But that's on her. But me personally,
right.
I would not have done that. I would have personally said, please take her out of here quietly. Nobody would have never known that what I said.
Right.
Right.
Because that was my day. And I'm not going to allow her to take
exactly.
it from me or anybody else. So she was kind of, she kind of stole her own day herself with that.
Yeah.
And however, right. The fiance, as far as inviting the ex to the wedding without running that by his wife, he's wrong for that too. He's dead
agree.
Wrong for that, actually. Actually, he's dead wrong.
Dead,
I agree.
Dead. AW, dead ass wrong. Yeah, so, but thanks. We want to thank our callers and listeners for tuning into our show tonight. And my thoughts are starting from the beginning to the end. Your instinct is telling you that something is wrong, then something is wrong. But don't go overboard looking for it. It will expose itself. All that extra baggage, leave it at the door.
Yeah.
And because your mate is cheating on you doesn't mean he doesn't love you. He or she doesn't love you. Check the situation and see what's going on before you overreact. Again, I'd like to give another big shout out to my mommy. Happy birthday, Peaches. The squad. And I will holler. I'm going to turn it over to Diva Rachel.
Well, alrighty then. First and foremost, my thoughts on tonight's topic. Great topic, great convo. I can go on and on and on about the topic. Fabulous topic. I want to give my first grateful thank you to God because through God all things are possible and DQ Palace is living proof. I want to give a big shout out to our CEO, Rich Money, and our executive, Ms. Lavina. A big shout out to the whole DQ Palace family and all the other hosts and listeners and callers. Tonight's callers, Kia, Shelly. All the listeners, calling to listen next same time next week. Press the one joining on our conversation. Great show. I got to give it out for my fellow divas, T and Andy. I love y'all. Fabulous show.
Love you.
I'm dropping the mic. I'm dropping the mic. I'm passing it over to Diva T.
And I picked it up, and I'm going to finish it. How about that? By the way, if anyone has any diva mail or just topics that they want to speak with us about, you can always send them to GQGEEQUE002@gmail.com. Actually, attention to Lavina, or you can send it to either one of us divas. But with that being said, we have come to the end of the show. Always thanking our callers, listeners, and most of all, God. Tune in next week, same time, same place. DQ Palace doing big things, eight different shows, 11 different hosts. Thursday, Reality and Relationship with the hosts KL and Tiffany Bevan from 8 to 10. On Fridays, Love and Entertainment, our very own CEO host, Rich Money from 6 to 9. Sunday, Spiritual Sunday, with our executive producer, Lavina Polite, from 7 to 9. Immediately following her, Crossroad Temple, with your host, Timmy Scribby Hunter, from 9 to 10. Mondays, Unsigned Artist Radio, from 8 to 9. The host varies. Immediately following that, Love, Life, and Loyalty, your host, Deanne Lane, from 9 to 11. Tuesdays, GPS Sports with the host, the mayor, from 8 to 10. Wednesday, You Back With Us, Love Fantasy, from 8 to 10 with the Diva Squad, myself, Rachel, and Angie. And with that being said, I wish everyone a blessed rest of the week, and take care and stay out of that heat and stay cool. We out of here.
Yeah. Pure sky. Oh. Been searching for you. the type of girl that I like. Can't get you out of my sight. Ooh, let's get to know ya. Since you came in my life, been throwing money all night, baby. Okay, now pass off. Shorty working her ass off. And who man is that asshole? You got me open. That's why I'm hoping that you will keep me tonight. Ooh. Girl, I've been looking for you. Why are you hiding your love? So addicted to you, girl, and I got it back. All because of your twerking. These other girls ain't working. Baby girl, I'm hurting. Okay, now pass off. Shorty working her ass off. And move, baby, that ass off. You got me open. That's why I'm hoping that